Well, you know, after you milk the cow, whoever milked the cow here, does Emma?
She did. And she did. She was did. My father did.
Well, what did your father do with the milk?
Strained it when he brought it in. Yeah.
And you know, when they were milking the cow, did they say anything to the cow to make the cow move its leg back?
I don't know.
Or speak to the cow in any way?
Well, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know about that. I never milked a cow.
I just wondered if you heard your father.
No, I know. I never did think about that.
Well, is there something like fruit pie that you have here, except it'd be several layers of fruit and pastry?
Deep dish cobbler.
How'd you make it?
Well, you put your pastry in the bottom, and then you put fruit, and then you put another layer of pastry, and another layer of fruit, and then the top of pastry. And you put, of course, your sugar and butter down in there as you come along and bake it. Fruit cooks and makes the juice.
Well, if somebody has a good appetite, you say, well, he really likes to put away his
food.
And, you know, when you said that you had clabber, did you ever mix anything like milk and maybe or cream and sugar and nutmeg together to pour over that to eat it that way?
No.
Did you ever mix it?
I put nutmeg on it. I put nutmeg and sugar on clabber, but I never did put anything else.
Well, what would you call something like that you mixed together to put in something like a pour over a pie or something?
I don't know. Sauce?
And
I never did make one out of that, though.
Sauce. What do you call food that you take this between regular meals, you know?
Snacks.
And if you don't want a cup of coffee for breakfast and you don't want milk or juice or anything, just give me a, what, from the faucet?
I drink some water. Drink of water.
And they put it in a
cup.
Or
glass.
And if you dropped the glass, it would?
I had break.
But if it didn't, you would do what? The water?
Drain it. Drink it.
Well, how if you're having dinner and you invite the people in, the family in to sit down, you know, they stand around waiting, what do you say to them?
Come to them. Or it's on the table.
Well, if they all stand around.
Yeah.
What do you
sit
say?
Down.
What about if it's company?
Well, dinner's ready. Dinner is served if you have a servant.
Well, if you want somebody, you know, not to wait until to pass the potatoes to you or something, you say what to them? What do you say to the person?
Pass me the potatoes. If you don't.
If you have guests and they try to pass you the potatoes and you want to go ahead and you know, get some themselves, you say go
help
ahead.
Help yourself.
And then you'd say, you know, they went ahead and
passed the potatoes.
And what do you say if somebody passes you something that you don't want? You'd say,
no, thank you. I don't want any.
And would you say that, like, would it make any difference if it was company or, I mean, if you were a guest, if somebody else was just friends?
Yeah, it would make a difference the way you'd say it.
What would you say?
Well, if you're a guest, you'd probably take it whether you wanted it or not.
And if it was just a friend?
I'd say, no, thank you. I don't care for any.
Well, do you ever, like, cook something one day and then warm it up later?
Oh, yes. With two people, you have to do that, warm things over. I can't cook small enough amounts for two people.
So you call that what?
Warm leftovers.
Do you call it leftovers whether or not you warmed it over?
Yeah. Yeah, if it's leftover. And it generally is with us.
Well, if you're going to eat, you say you're going to put the food in your mouth and begin to
chew.
Well, you know, a minute ago you mentioned some kind of mush that you make out of that cornmeal. Well, tell me, what things did you put in that?
Well, the way I make it, I just take my meal, my cornmeal, and add it to boiling water a little bit at a time. So it'll, you know, just add it a little bit at a time until you get as much as you want, you know, and then put salt and a little butter in it, and then just put it in and bake it is all I do to it.